Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. Hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Thank you for always being there, Father God. We ask you today to help us apply this word to our lives, Father God. Help us be hearers and doers of your word. Father God, bless the ones that are hearing it and bless the ones that are reading it in Jesus' name. Amen. So today's Sunday, we always have a new memory verse of the week, which is Psalm 66:19. But truly, God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Psalm 66:19. Verse of the day, Hebrews 12:2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that has set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. That's our verse of the day. Subject is looking to Jesus. Our Christian truth says, I'm looking to Jesus. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm blessed. I'm loved by God. The part of this verse we will focus on is looking to Jesus. When we have problems, we must look to Jesus. When we are depressed, we must look to Jesus. When we are full of anxiety, we must look to Jesus. But what do we do when it's hard to look to Jesus? Do we take matters into our own hands when we are tired of following Jesus? We all have been on this crossroads. None of us can lie and say we haven't thought about it. But what do we do when we get this way? What do we do when it feels like we have to look and look to Jesus and nothing has changed? We keep pushing forward. And I must admit that sometimes that gets hard to do because everyone tells us to follow our heart, our intuition. Still, we as believers must follow the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. People don't follow his voice anymore, nor his unctioning, because they feel, well, let me do what I want. Let me see how this works out. And I can be honest with you, that doesn't work out, because at the end of the day, or at the end of it, we will wish to hear his voice and follow him. That's why the verse says, look to Jesus. There are a few more verses that tells us the same thing. Proverbs 4:25, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Proverbs 4:25, Colossians 3:1, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Colossians 3:1. These verses all say the same thing. Look directly and seek the things above. We must stay focused on Christ, not on our plans and desires, but on the plans of God. We're going to have people tell us what we should do and what we shouldn't do. We'll have the enemy tempt us, because God doesn't tempt us. He tests us, but he never tempts. But we'll have these moments when the enemy will ask us, why are you so focused on him, when he doesn't care? And what we have to say to the enemy is, I'm afraid you've been mistaken. My Bible, 1 Peter 5:7 says, I can cast all my cares on him because he cares for me. Friends, we must study our word, because the enemy comes and he won't go away. He's not going to go away because we had a bad day. No, he will only go away when we use the name of Jesus, the name of Christ. And when we speak the word, he only goes away for a season. And so when we fix our eyes on Christ, nothing won't bother us. And it can try. Trust me, it will try. Still, we always bring our attention back to Christ. We won't have to worry about the storms that come by night and the arrows by day. All we have to do is plant our trust in Christ. Psalms 34:15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. The word tells us the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. When we place our trust in God, when we fix our eyes on him, we are saying, Father, I know my life is a mess because I stepped out and tried to do whatever I wanted. But I'm telling you, God, that my eyes aren't leaving you anymore. I'm asking you to help hear my cry. I'm asking you to see about me, because I messed up, and watch him fix it. Now, it won't be at your time, no, my friends, but it will be at his time, and his time is perfect. Isaiah 45:22 says, turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. Turn to him now. Don't wait until you are in an absolute need, because without him, we still absolutely need him. It might not feel that way. You might be having the best time of your life, but nothing in this life is worth not having the presence there. His word is saying to us today, turn to me. Don't think you can make it to heaven without me. You can't. God wants our heart. He wants our time to teach you how to improve. And we can give him our time in prayer and reading our word. So today, the Holy Spirit asks us to look at Jesus towards Christ, because the end is near. And when we don't give God our everything, we look to other things and other ways, and we'll never be satisfied. You know how you have a good meal? steak, potatoes, and some veggies. And when you get a hearty meal like this, you're full. You don't want anything else. You have no room for nothing else. This is Jesus who wants to fill us up. This is Jesus. He wants to fill us so much that we do not need a joint, illicit sex, or excessive drinking. He wants to be so focused on him. He wants us to realize we need him. When Jonah told Nineveh, just they were heading for judgment, immediately they stopped, they fast, they sought God. We must be the same way, seeking him while we yet can, having a contrite heart, being sorrowful about our wrongdoings. We can say all day, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me. But are you sorry? Are you full? Are your words dull and not filled with meaning today? Ask Jesus to help you seek him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything. Please forgive us of the sins we have done. Help us to be better. Help us to focus on you. Not our worries. Lord, every day we deal with the cares of life and it gets so heavy. Lord, we ask you to carry all our problems and frustration. We say this, we place this at your feet. Lord, continue to give us wisdom and knowledge so that we may know you. We would like to understand and be able to apply this word to our life. Cleanse us of our sins. Help us to study your word and help us to grow in you in Jesus' name. Amen. Reference Philippians 3:20, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we wait a savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:20. Mark 14:36, and he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. Mark 14:36. Isaiah 8:17, I will wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him. Isaiah 8:17. Further reading, Proverbs 22, 1 Corinthians 6. Daniel 9 and Joshua 3. This ends looking to Jesus. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or a friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.